That's life.
That's life.
That's what all. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open 844-967-2789. We get back to the issue that Mike raised on the phone. Mike, the T-shirt winner for today. And it was a very, very profound question he raised, which is, what is the basis for this violence at the Capitol? And why won't it continue in one way or the other? And frankly, I would add to that, without Trump. I mean, you know, Trump is not going to live forever. 4 years, he'll be 78. He has massive, not only medical, but also legal problems, in my view. But it will continue. And what is it? And I'm going to tell you what I think. And the solution is not apparent, but I'm going to give you a little of that too. And really what it comes down to is the changing racial composition of the country. You can talk to people till you're blue in the face about trade and economics and all that. But the fact is that no people has ever simply voluntarily turned over a continent or a country to other people who would simply take it from them in their view. That's what's happening. If you look back at 2015, there was that terrible circumstance where a guy had come up from Mexico, been thrown out a few times, walked up on a pier and shot at a girl right in front of her father. And Trump latched onto that. And he said, we are not going to permit that anymore. We're not going to permit that kind of illegal immigration anymore. And then Charlie Hebdo happened in, I think, November of 2015. Prior to that, most people don't remember this. Prior to that, somebody had asked Trump, do you think we should bring in Syrian Muslim refugees? He said something like, I suppose we have to. But when that happened, Charlie Hebdo, they went and they murdered all these people in Paris. And Trump just said, we're not going to have that here. We're going to stop anybody coming in. He was the only one, in a very crude way, but the only one who even talked about the issue of the change in the demographics in this country. And he skunked, he swamped Jeb Bush. Cruz, the lizard man, nobody looked at him and thought that he really believed in anything. Trump said that his father was in on the assassination of JFK and that he insulted his wife. And basically, Cruz ultimately manned a phone bank for Trump. Most people with any integrity are not going to support a guy like Trump who says something like that. I wouldn't. You wouldn't. So basically, it's a weak field. Then suddenly, he's the nominee. Now, this is a guy, Trump, that has no experience whatsoever in government. None. He never had an elected office. And he left the trail of bankruptcies behind him. He's cheated people, extraordinarily crude and co-opted by the commie Ruskies. You could see some of that even in 2016. At their convention, they altered the Republican Party platform to favor Russia on Ukraine. Nobody remembers that. Why does nobody remember that? Everybody knew he was with the commies. And he ekes out a victory, as absolutely incompetent as he is. That's what happened. So now what do we do? Biden, I think, is doing a good job. Biden is coming back. Biden, the coronavirus relief package, the COVID relief package, I think is excellent and so on. But Biden had better take a lesson from what he was talking about. The truth of the matter is that Christians are being murdered and Yazidis are being murdered in the Middle East for their religion and race. And they're the ones. And for Biden to say, well, we're going to take in 100,000 more refugees without saying it's going to be from those groups, because that's what the law requires. What, are we going to take economic refugees from Sudan and from Somalia who come from the culture that is genociding some of these people? Is ridiculous. He's got to be careful how he handles it, and I think he will. And the other one is at the southern border. What Trump did was despicable. The children in cages, separating them from their parents. Civilized country doesn't do that. But at the same time, Biden talks about, well, we're going to stop the wall and all this. That's fine. But then suddenly there people are dumping unaccompanied kids at the border and leaving. What do you do with that? What do you do with that? We have 2,700 beds left and we had over 3,000 kids dumped there in December alone. And it's going up exponentially. What do you do with that? We had in place treaties with Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador that said if people want asylum, by the way, economic asylum is not asylum. Asylum, refugee status is for you're under attack for your race, your religion. So Biden got rid of that. He also got rid of the requirement they stay in Mexico until their petition's processed. What you're going to have is tens of thousands, many more, just in the United States. They have to be treated as human beings. We're not Republicans and we're not like Trump. But how are you going to treat them? You're going to have to find foster homes, release them, and they are never going to be returned. I hope their parents try to claim them again. And if they do, we're going to have to say, well, you can come here with them. And that's the idea. We have got to secure the southern border, and we have got to be careful that the United States doesn't become like France. France had a colonial history in North Africa, in Algeria in particular, and brought in guest workers, as we did from Mexico, and suddenly the population of France is pushing 10% Muslim. Now, there's a lot of fine Muslim people. It's also true that there will never be assimilation as long as there is jihad, which is a companion instruction, a cultural requirement of the forced conversion or murder of the host population. That can't be permitted to occur here. So we got to start talking real plainly, and we've got to look to history. We've got to look to the last 1,300 years. So you wonder, Mike and everybody else, why there is violence and why it will continue after Trump. That's the reason. That's the reason, because there's a broad section of people, and they're not the most sophisticated people in society, and they're not the intellectuals, who foresee this happening, and everybody else saying, well, it's not going to happen right away, and I'll be fine in my lifetime. But somebody has got to decide, is it possible to have an empire where you have non-assimilated people with violent tendencies? And the answer is no, you can't. So this is something, it's very profound. You're not going to hear it discussed anywhere. The people on Fox and Newsmax are too dumb and too crude, and the people on MSNBC and CNN don't understand it at all. That's what's happening. That's why these people did it. And Trump is irrelevant. There's nothing to do with Trump. It's going to continue. It's going to get worse. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you about some polls about what would happen if Trump formed a third party, which you won't believe. You will flat out not believe them, but they're coming up. They're coming up. Okay, there's going to be more impeachment coverage today. There's going to be another hour of Matt Flynn Direct. We're coming up to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break. Deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball.